Welcome back, this RB Sensei. To my diehard fans, make sure you watch at least until 9 minutes because watch time is the most important factor to this channel growing and being successful. To new watchers, if you like this video at any point, like and comment. Be sure to follow me on Rumble, Discord, or Twitter. Links below, because who knows how long they're going to let me stay on the tube. Now let's get into this ridiculous nonsense.
Fucking thing sucks!
Yeah. What's your name, honey?
Kanisa.
Kanisa?
Janisa, with a J.
Janisa, you look pretty. How do you spell it?
J-A-N-I-E-S-A.
The better a woman looks, the higher the chance she's going to be a piece of dog shit. It's kind of messed up that it works that way, but that really is usually how it works. Now, I'm not saying there aren't ugly, bad women in the world. There definitely is. But if she's attractive, she probably gets in a lot more devious things. Mm-hmm. She has more opportunity to get into some diabolical you know, more offers to get into some nefarious bull. You dig? So just keep that in mind. So I'm highly skeptical of a pretty face, and you should be too.
And you got no business being around them.
Hey, how old are you, Janisa?
I'm 33.
You look younger.
Yeah, I'm old.
I don't think that's old.
I have a baby too.
So 33, where are you calling me from?
From Georgia, Atlanta, Georgia.
Here we go! Here the fuck we go!
Okay, you said you have a kid. How old is your kid? How many kids do you have?
I have two.
Two kids. How old are your two kids?
I have a newborn and I have a 4-year-old.
Just want to watch the world burn.
Let's think about the psychology behind this. She has a newborn baby. And one thing she thought that it would be important to do is get on a ghetto-ass dating show on YouTube.
By the time you even thought, maybe I should go on Kendra, you done as a woman. It's over.
Forget, you know, taking care of my newborn. Forget about that. That ain't important right now. What's important is going to chase another schlong, even though my vajayjay hasn't healed up all the way yet.
Forget how you feel about me. Hate me if you want to, love me if you want, but just use your common sense.
So we should already know what type of creature we're dealing with. I'm not even going to call her a woman because that would be an insult to other women. Other women who I don't respect. Like, this is a new low. So I'm not even going to insult other women that I don't like or respect by calling her a woman.
Come on, man. Damn.
Are they both by the same man?
Yes.
Why are they not together?
I have found some messages between him and another guy. So.
Huh?
Like, what? What?
I beg your pardon? I beg your pardon?
Another guy?
Yeah, so we ended up splitting up.
So he cheated on you with a guy?
I don't know if they went as far as cheating, but it was messages and, you know, flirting going on.
It's been no homo forever, and it's always going to be no homo.
And that was enough for me to
Did you ever have any, like, intuition that he might like men?
When I first met him, I actually, like, I was like, oh, he's cute, but he's gay. But then but he wanted to talk to me, and we started dating, and then everything was good for a couple of years, and then, yeah.
A lot of these women come on this show to get back at their ex. A lot of women come on this show to make their situationship jealous. They come on this show for a lot of reasons. With genuine intentions to find a good mate, that's rare. They're just so vindictive, they're so petty, and they're just so lost. This video is a great example of why women shouldn't be left to their own devices. Most women are not fit to lead their own lives.
And even if some of us may not like that, we have to respect it. We have to respect it.
This is an extreme example, but nevertheless, it proves the point. So a guy tried to holler at her, and her first thought was, oh, this dude is a rainbow boy. But she neglected that and still talked to him. Not only that, had two kids with him and was with him for 4 years.
This is what you got, sis. You chose this path.
So how old is the newborn?
He is 3 months, Majesty.
Okay, you don't...
It's officially stepdaddy season. Yeah, what up? I got the car seat in the back. Let's go to the park.
Why the fuck would I sign up to be baby daddy number two?
Women just don't make good decisions. They make bad decision after bad decision after bad decision their whole lives. And then they look for men to come clean up their mess. I feel so sorry for this little one. I don't know what would be worse, for this little one to be in the possession or to be under the care of this dirtbag or to be raised in foster care. Man, I really would have rather her stay with the ferryman and had some type of male logic in her life to stop her from doing absolutely retarded shit like this.
What would you do with a brain if you had one?
I'm starting to think almost 98% of women are retarded.
This ain't right, man. Like, some shit just ain't right. But society just give women the pass to do devious, horrible things like this. I blame Kendra. Kendra, why are you even allowing this? Kendra did start to say you don't have to, you know, show the baby. But when she showed the baby, you should have just hung up. Kendra has to take responsibility for this nonsense. Kendra G, hold some responsibility for the ridiculousness that goes on her show. 100%. But hey, she making money, so that's all that matter, right? God help us all.
What the hell is the world coming to?
Was the daddy Asian?
No.
He looks like he could be Asian.
I mean, I wouldn't be shocked. I mean, her cheating on her GAY boyfriend with an Asian dude, it wouldn't be that far-fetched based on what I've heard so far in this interview and based on what's to come. I wouldn't be shocked at all.
What do you do for a living?
I'm a makeup artist. I work at MAC Cosmetics, but right now I'm on a leave because I'm taking some time off.
Okay, so you're on leave. Okay. And I think I might have it all. What's your zodiac sign?
Sagittarius.
And you have you ever been married?
Grow the fuck up.
Yes, I'm divorced.
When did you get divorced?
Last year I got divorced because the person, like when I first got married, it was years ago. We were together for 12 years, and he was locked up at the time that I got married, so.
Wait a damn minute.
Wait a minute. First of all, you're not going to speed past that like you didn't just say what you just said.
Let's break this down. This is a pretty girl. Not that I give a fuck. She's scum. But think about it. She had every opportunity to get with a man who wasn't incarcerated. She wanted to partake in that. It's not like I didn't have any other option but marry a nigga in jail. No, she had every dude that she came within 10 feet of trying to holler at her. But she chose a nigga in jail because she wanted to. They love the thugs, they love the pookies, they love the Ray Rays.
Ricky!
That's like the dumbest shit a woman could do. Out of all the men you could pick, you pick a man who's locked up. I don't know which one is worse. That you got into a 4-year relationship and had kids with a gay man, or you married a man in jail.
Barely got a brain, a damn shame. The girl can hardly spell her name.
Her looking like this is going to trick a lot of men into hell.
And you couldn't get a divorce till you got out of jail?
Yes, I had to wait. Me and him been separated for years.
And you got divorced last year?
Yes.
Ooh, child, you know, Janisa, you got a lot going on, girl.
I know.
But I'm cute. Right,
okay.
Did y'all see that? Let's go back. That's the vibe I got from how she responded. Like, I know, but I'm still cute, so it doesn't matter. I know. guys will let me get away with anything because I'm cute, I know. That's the vibe I got. Was it just me? Let's run it back.
No, Janisa, you got a lot going on, girl.
I know.
So she's definitely in love with herself. You get it.
Y'all never really get told no, so it f***s with your ego to make you think you're more valuable than you are.
I'm a woman. Superior gender. Men are supposed to worship the superior gender. I'm like, you know, the creme de la creme of the female species. Bow down in the presence of royalty.
All right, let's...
There's no contact between them, though. I have no contact with my child's father right now or that person, so...
You cannot be proud of yourself.
First of all, that's embarrassing.
No contact with the father of your two children is not a flex. It's not a good thing. I mean, a dude who's just trying to clap cheeks, as T. Orlando says, may see it as a positive because he don't have to deal with, you know, some gay dude trying to fight him when he pull up in a parking lot or something. But any man who would be looking for something serious wouldn't see that as a positive, that you went no contact with a man you created life with. So now your children, they aren't going to have a relationship with their father. And that's still a bad thing, even though their father is a Bati boy. Everything about this is just sick. Everything about it. This woman isn't fit to have custody of these children. I want to be very clear.
What kind of man are you looking for?
Wow.
I just want somebody that's honest, that's willing to accept the fact that I have a newborn.
Out of pocket for that shit. Way out of pocket.
Are you feeding the baby?
No.
Oh, okay.
I'm holding the Bobo in his mouth right now.
Wow, what does that mean?
Somebody that's honest, and he has a good head on his shoulders. He is doing something with his life.
You can't make this shit up. You can't make this shit up. Y'all heard it.
But why would a man who's doing something with his life jump into the dumpster that is your life? Seriously, serious question. I would love to hear her response to that. I wish Kendra G would give more pushback. There's some idiots out there who probably still will do it. They never got much play from women. So, hey, a pretty face and a woman who doesn't smell, they'll jump through hoops. They'll pay for her life. You know, and they'll make excuses for all her idiot decisions. She was young, man. I know she married a dude in jail, but she was young, bro. Everybody make mistakes, bro.
She just hopes that the typical beta chump fools are like, oh my God, she's a princess, dude. She's a woman. You should treat her with respect, dude, because she's a woman. She's hoping she can still get that.
Now, Janisa, what would you say to the guy that's concerned that you have two children under the age of 5, including a newborn?
It's a mystery every one of you has got to solve.
I would say don't message me. I'm not interested in that person. Because if you're concerned about my two kids, then you're just not the person for me.
Okay, well, there you have it.
I'm sorry for hating you for being such a bitch.
So that's basically her way of saying, and what? Yeah, I got two kids. Yeah, I reproduce with a gay man. Yeah, I married a dude who was in jail. And what? If you ain't cool with that, you ain't a real man.
What are your deals?
I have no contact with the father, so of course I'm looking for somebody that is, like, who wants to have kids and whose acceptance of my kids, they mean everything to me.
But you don't know if it's true. It can't be true. How is it possible?
What are your deal breakers?
Cheating and basically somebody who's trying to, like, live off of women. I don't like that. Somebody who's young-minded.
Isn't it ironic? Don't you think?
Not mature. I'm interested in the older man, so.
You want the man to be older?
Yes. Okay. I ain't saying she a gold digger, but
she ain't messing with no bro. Should he look a certain way?
No, as long as he has good hygiene, then that's it. But, you know, tall, preferably. Me.
Okay.
Good money.
Should he make a certain amount of money?
I would say 60,000 and up.
Nigga, no!
60,000 and up. Could he have kids already?
Yes.
Okay. Now, you guys are the Kendra cam. I know you're holding your baby.
Okay. Give me 1 second. Let me put him down. I need to put pants on, right?
What kind of shit is that?
That question right there, it tells you everything you need to know about this woman. Even if we didn't hear all the crazy stuff, you know, before, just that question right there lets you know what type of person you're dealing with.
Dead giveaway. Dead Charles, giveaway.
Charles, thank you very
dead
much.
Dead giveaway.
I would say yes.
Okay.
I mean, what do you have on? You have on shorts?
I feel sorry for your mother.
What's wrong with you?
I can pretty much guarantee right now she has had no father figure in her life.
This is a mother, by the way. A mother of two. Mother of a four-year-old. Mother of a newborn. And she's on the internet, and she just flashed her butt cheeks. This is enough evidence to present to the judge. I think this would be enough to convince any judge in their right mind to get those kids out of there.
And may God have mercy on your soul.
You get to say that about a woman. Why can't you say women are wrong when they're wrong?
You want to be making moves on the street, have no attachments, allow nothing to be in your life that you cannot walk out on in 30 seconds flat.
Okay, first of all, I didn't miss the red flags. I looked at them and thought, damn, that's sexy. And that's my problem.